Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Isa sa pinakamalalang nagpapalabas ng polusyon ay ang fashion industry. Sa katunayan, sa ulat ng Australian Fashion Council, bumibili tayo ng average na 56 na bagong piraso ng damit bawat taon. Ang fast fashion ay mura, disposable na damit na mabilis na ginagawa ng mass market retailer upang makasabay sa uso. Dinisenyo ito para hikayatin ang mga customer na regular na mamili para sa mga bagong style. Resulta, maraming benta dahil marami ang namimili. Sa pangkaraniwan, ang kapalit nito ay madaling nasisira at agad nawawala sa uso ang mga nabiling damit. Pagkatapos nito ay nasa satin na ang pagpapasya kung paano ang responsabling paraan ng pagtatapon nito. Ang masaklap ay maaaring itapon ito sa landfill o basurahan, imbis na ayusin at i-recycle. At sa pagkakataong ito, sinabi ni Rebecca Giling, ang CEO ng Planet Ark, na ang iyong recycling bin o basurahan ay hindi ang solusyon.
The golden rule is not to put clothing, shoes, fabric, sheets or towels or any other textiles into your curbside recycling bin. And the reason for that is that the curbside bin is for paper and cardboard and packaging. The trouble with textiles going into the bin, apart from the fact that they can't be recycled through those systems, is that they get caught up in the recycling machinery and everything grinds to a halt.
Sa kabutihang palad, may alternatibo kang magagawa. Maaari kang mag-book ng collection service online. Kung may budget o may bayad na serbisyo, kukunin nila ang mga hindi mo na nagagamit na mga damit at aayusin itong ma-recycle o magamit muli. Ang isa pang opsyon na dapat isaalang-alang ay i-donate ang mga damit sa mga charity institutions. Walang bayad ito kung ihulog mo sa mga charity shop o mas kilalang opportunity shop o op shop, o kaya ilagay ang mga ito sa isang charity bin sa iyong shopping district. Ang mga op shop sa buong Australia ay nakakakuha ng halos 1 bilyong dolyar na kita para sa mga nangangailangan sa pamamagitan ng pagbibenta ng mga idinonate na damit. Gayunpaman, gaano man kaganda ang ating mga hangarin, dapat piliin din ang mga idodonate na damit.
We don't want people to drop things at charity stores that really are unwearable or too worn or out of date, because they then have to send them to landfill and that is a cost to them. Charity shops currently spend about $13 million a year disposing of unwanted clothing and items that are dropped off in their bins. And that's about 60,000 tons of materials that's going into landfill via that method.
Ang puntong ito ay sinuportahan ni Omar Sucker. Siya ang CEO ng Charitable Recycling Australia. Nag-aalok siya ng simpleng paraan na magagamit natin para matukoy kung ano ang ipapadala sa isang charity shop o clothing bin.
It's really important that the donations are of good quality. The way to gauge this is if you wouldn't give it to a friend, please don't give it to charity. We can't accept anything that's torn, stained or broken. So again, if you are happy enough to give this donation or gift to a friend, we'd love to receive it in charity because we'll be able to find a good home for it.
Kabilang sa mga charity shops ang Salvos, Venice, Australian Red Cross, Save the Children, Lifeline, Anglicare at Brotherhood of St. Lawrence. At mahanap sila sa mga lungsod at bayan sa buong Australia. Dagdag nito, sa website ng Charitable Recycling Australia, makikita din ang maraming kaalaman tungkol sa basura ng damit.
On the website, we also have a reuse impact calculator where you can type in the donations you're giving or the items you're buying, and it will show you your environmental impact in terms of carbon emissions saved or tonnages as well. So that's a great resource. You can also find the op shop nearest you through our op shop finder, which again is on our website, charitablerecycling.org.au.
Paliwanag ni Rebecca Giling mula sa Planet Ark, kung ang iyong hindi na kinakailang damit ay hindi pumasa sa friend test para sa mga donasyon, ang susunod na opsyon ay i-drop ito sa mga recycling. Ang ilang mga pangunahing retailer ng damit ay nagpapatakbo na nga ng programa sa pag-re-recycle. Ang ilan ay kukuha pa ng sapatos, linen at accessories.
H&M have a free recycling program in selected stores for all kinds of clothing and textiles in any condition. Similarly, Zara has a free textile collection program also in select stores. Uniqlo has a free recycling program for their own branded clothing in any condition. And Patagonia has a trade-in program for their own pre-loved clothing where customers can return their worn-out or damaged clothing for a store credit.
Upang hanapin ang isang tindahan na malapit sa iyong lugar na tumatanggap ng mga items na ito, bisitahin ang recyclingnearyou.com.au at piliin ang clothing and textiles. Dito, maaari mong isearch ang iyong postal code. Maaaring mayroon ding drop-off facility ang iyong local council para sa mga hindi na ginagamit na damit. Sinasabi ni Giling na mayroon pa ngang recycling program para sa mga sports shoes.
Planet Earth is a not-for-profit organization that works with local and international communities and companies to provide reused running shoes to those in need around the world. They have drop-off locations in New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland. They also accept insoles and spare laces. Shoes with broken soles or holes in them are not accepted, however.
Ayon naman kay Adam Horling, isang councilor para sa City of Sydney, kung naghahanap ka ng isang abot-kaya at responsabling paraan upang i-update ang iyong wardrobe, isa alang-alang ang ideya na wardrobe swap o pagpapalitan ng damit. At ngayong naging popular ang wardrobe swapping. Nakikipagtulungan sila sa mga negosyante, organisasyon at mga konseho sa mga professional na host ng mga events tulad ng The Clothing Exchange.
The clothes swap that we're currently doing with the Clothing Exchange here in Sydney is a fantastic opportunity for people to bring in clothing that may not fit them anymore or they might have just fallen out of love with it. And then there's this opportunity for you to put it on display and then other people do exactly the same thing and you get to swap. So it could be as simple as bringing in 5 pieces of clothing and then you can swap those 5 pieces for another 5 pieces.
Dagdag nito. Para sa mga upcoming na clothing swap events, bisitahin ang clothingexchange.com.au. Sabi nito, ang mga kaganapang ito ay isang magandang opsyon para sa mga taong malikhain at isinaalang-alang ang responsabling paraan upang linisin ang kanilang wardrobe.
As much as this is a wonderful community opportunity, just as importantly, we need to be addressing the excessive consumption that we have found ourselves caught in these days. It's also an opportunity for people who care about their clothing not ending up in landfill. So what we're doing is keeping clothing out of the garbage can and actually giving somebody an opportunity to love something that you once loved.
Mahalaga rin na isaalang-alang natin ang buong life cycle ng ating mga damit. Itinataguyod din ng Charitable Recycling Australia ang circular economy kung saan binabawasan ang pagkonsumo ng maraming damit at dapat i-recycle ang mga ito hangga't maaari. At sa pamamagitan ng circular economy, mababawasan ang paggamit ng raw materials na pinagmumula ng mga damit tulad ng balat ng hayop, silk na ginagawa ng mga silkworm, mga halaman, minerals at synthetic na mga materyales.
What that means for clothes is buy the items that you really need, make them last, repair them, and when it's time to let go of them, donate them to charity so they can find another home if they're in good condition, or if they're in bad condition or need to be disposed of, find an appropriate channel. So it's really about being a good steward for products, taking care of your clothes, and then making sure that you're donating them responsibly.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Melissa Companioni na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained.